Tina.
Hi, Lori. How are you? Can you hear me, Lori?
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, good. I thought maybe you couldn't hear me. I thought I was having a mic problem.
No,
yeah.
No. The TV was on, and I want to make sure I hear you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well,
I know you're calling me, but I won't have any money until this coming weekend.
That's fine. Okay. I just wanted to talk to you so I could notate the account. So let me put on here. Money by, so you want to maybe shoot for Monday or Friday? What are you thinking?
Monday would be good.
Okay. We'll have money by Monday. Okay. And I know how you do it. You go to the bank and then you call me to process it on the spot. So, you know, I'll make a note here that you're going to do that next Monday. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you at that time. How are you? What's the status of the puppy and the vet and everything? Did they try to make
them? I'm suing still.
Good for you. Good for
you. Because, you know, when I called the Board of Medicine, you know, they told me, you know, oh, I can't do both. But apparently she doesn't know that I know the law.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
They all talk like you don't know the laws. And I'm like, yes, I can, because I even checked to make sure, you know. She goes, and you know, she said, oh, it sounds like you just want them to learn not to do it again. Really? And she goes, and so we're here to teach them. Okay, what
wow.
do you mean teach them? She's a veterinarian. If she doesn't know already by now, she shouldn't
yeah.
be a veterinarian.
Yeah, exactly. And why did they, like, not even attempt to help your puppy? That's what I want to know. That's horrible,
I know.
You know? Yeah.
And the number one thing was malpractice, and the other ones just follow along, and they said, I can sue them. Yep, I can sue them. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I was having a hard time all week last week.
That's why I wanted to wait a little bit to call you. I'm like, I don't want you to worry about the account or the payment or anything like that while you're going through that. You know what I mean?
Well,
so.
I still am, because I still get up so upset, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Every time I think about it, I see a little dog or watch somebody else's cute little dogs, I cry because I just said, no, my puppy's gone.
Yeah.
And
the way he had to go too, you know, like that's the thing. He just
nope.
had to sit there and suffer when they could have been helping him, you know.
That's what I'm saying. And people go, he's really sick. Wait, what's in her hair? Hello?
Yeah, maybe you can even get something for pain and suffering for him, I hope. You know, I don't know what the law is, but I hope you could. So,
on for all the damages and everything, you know, I mean, it's not right. And, you know, I know it's not going to bring him back, you know, it isn't. No amount of money is going to bring him back. But, you know, it's like, I don't know what else to do, because I don't think that going in there and telling them, you know, teaching them don't do that again. Oh, seriously?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's going to work.
Well, every place is going to say that, like, oh, yeah, don't worry, we learned our lesson, we won't do it again. That doesn't mean anything, because if they do it again, you'll never know about it, you know? So that's the thing, yeah. So, okay, well, hang in there.
I know it's going to take time and stuff, but, you know, I can do it. You know what I mean? You
yeah.
know, I see a lot of the videos now on Facebook now. Of course, it's not never you, but it's some other girl and some other people.
Yeah. For what?
Well, one, I could swear it looked like she was wearing a baseball outfit or a softball outfit or something.
Oh, that's my granddaughter. She plays softball 4 games every weekend. So we go watch her, and when she has a big hit or a good pitch or something, I'll usually make a little post. Well, not a post, but just I put it on my story. So that, yeah, that's my granddaughter. She's 9 years old. So.
I see other things that you put on there too, and I'm like, okay, you know.
Aww.
And I was like, because I think I see your husband, and you know,
yeah, and I see you too. You're on there actively trying to get some stuff going on the marketplace, and pictures of the dogs, and so that's always nice to see on your Facebook. It's nice that we're friends outside of just, you know, talking to each other on the phone, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean. You know, because, you know, and believe it or not, good friends are hard to come by no matter what you say.
I agree. Yep.
Because I can know a lot of people, and I cannot not honestly say that they're all friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I can say that too. There's a lot of acquaintances out there, but they always say your true friends, you can count them on one hand, you know? So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're the ones that won't sit there and say, well, you know, I took you here, now it's your turn to pay back kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
that's
I have
true.
Friends, and friends like that, I like they're not friends then, because I'm like, I says, when I help you out, I don't ask for anything in return. I don't expect any you to do anything for me, you know? And I says,
right.
But yet you do. You come out and then, and I says, I just know it's going to bite me in the ass and da-da-da-da-da. Because I had, you know, my, and even at our church, you know, this one lady, she, you know, she insisted on helping no matter how many times I told her no, right?
Yeah.
I said no because I know this isn't going to work out because I know something's going to happen. It's going to come right back at me, you know, and things like that. Oh,
yeah.
No, it won't. Well, and then she, then the person that she thought that didn't like her ends up stepping up and sticking up for her. And I'm like, but she knows nothing to stick up for her. So I asked her how she was doing, you know, and whatnot, and I, you know, and then maybe I should go see her, you know, visit her one day. And you know what she
yeah.
said instead of saying that would be nice? Well, I don't think she's up for you. I don't think she has, you know, she's not up to helping you right now. And I'm like, helping me with what? What are you talking about helping me? And
wow.
I said, I knew this was going to come back and bite me in the ass. And I said, I told her no many times. Well, that's just her. And I said, and that's why I don't ask for help because y'all come back at me and say, you know, it's a problem for me asking for help apparently. When,
yeah.
I, when I didn't ask, she's the one that kept offering, and I just took up on it. And I said, no, I should have never done that neither. Because I said, I knew this was going to come bite me. I'm mad. And sure
yeah.
enough, she's doing that. And I'm like, you know, and yes, this one woman was bad-mouthing her.
And she was
she
the one that
no,
you met at the church, Lori?
Yep, they're all from church.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I think that's pretty sad. And I'm like, and I said, then why do you even tell people you're going to help people out if you really are going to be like this? And
right.
so with the outcome of it all and stuff like that. And I said, you think that low of me that I'm going to go and ask her for help for something? I said, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
She said, you bet you just leave her alone. Okay, you can, you know, you can all fuck yourselves, you know?
You told her. That's awesome.
Actually, I didn't say it like that, but I told her. I was so upset. I was so upset, though, and I thought I should have because then she's trying to be my friend. And I'm like, you know what, though? Friends don't do that to friends. I have done a lot for people. And I
yeah.
said, and not once have I turned around and said, okay, you know, favor for a favor, you know, you owe me this because I did that for you. And I don't knock on their door saying, well, you know, can you do me a favor now?
Right. Right.
I never have done
do
that to anyone.
Of, out of the intention of your heart, you want to help someone. You don't expect anything in return, you know.
And
but
that's what I told her. I said, you know, I figured that if you're offering to help someone, I figure you're doing it because you want to, not because, you know, all this crap is going to come back out at me.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's not right either. That's not fair to put that on me.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
And I thought, what the hell? And I said, I was never going to ask her for help for anything. I said, I never did.
Yeah.
Well, and then she comes out and says, well, all the rides she gave me. And I said, two rides she gave me.
Wow. Yeah. Mm.
I said, that's it, too. You know? And to wherever you wanted to go and da-da-da. And I said,
but
you know, I don't like doing that.
That's to throw that back. Yeah, that's not
and
good.
I don't like still doing that because somebody asked me if I want to go anywhere when I'm with them. I go,
yeah.
no. Because exactly. I just know that, well, it's going to come back at me. It's going to come taunt me, you know? And that's
yeah.
a bunch of crap. It shouldn't have to be like that at all.
I know. Definitely not. So.
You know, just like taking care of someone's dog, you know, I cut people a break, and then they just, you know, then when you do that, then they just want more.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's how you've had, like, so many, like, problems over the years is that you're always, you have such a good heart. You tell people, oh, I'll help you out, or oh, you know, you can pay next time, or and you're always being so sweet to them, and then they end up taking advantage of you, you know. So
and that client is now, you know, I told her, I said, and she goes, and then she's trying to guilt trip me, and well, I can't afford more than 2 weeks, and I said, but here's the thing, I told you it'd be more than 2 weeks before you even left here.
Yeah,
and the husband said that was fine. You know, just let you know, and then deal with it from there. And you know, and I thought, you know, I'm tired of this crap. You know, and it's like I already gave you half off. You know, for one dog because I'm doing two of them. You know, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I go and do all this stuff. You know, and it's like that ain't right.
I don't understand sometimes dog owners because you know even like. when I see somebody saying like, oh, I had this dog for a year and a half and I just can't keep him anymore. I'm like, what kind of crap is that? You know, you find a way to keep your dog. They're part of the family, you know? So, yeah.
You know, so many people treat you like they're just luggage, you know?
I know, and it's
well,
so
if
sad.
You can't fix it, well, if you can't fix it, that's fine. I'll just take him back. What the hell ever?
Yeah, like there's no emotion there attached, you know, and the dogs know. They know that, you know, that was their home. That's the sad part, you know. So
I remember I asked this one guy, he's asking me if I would take in a dog, you know, to take in other dogs, you know, that I'm looking for a home for my dog, you know. And the second question I asked him is, you know, if knowing that you can't keep him, why don't you find a place that allows him to go to?
Right.
Your dog. Instead of going and looking for a place that can't take dogs or whatever, won't allow them. And it says, well, then he's trying to use his excuse, well, but I have to move for my job. And still, you can still find a place, you know, that allows dogs.
Exactly. Yeah.
What the hell? You know,
yeah.
I don't understand them.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
It's like they're nothing to you after that, you know, or like the floods are coming and you, who is the first thing you leave behind as your pet?
Yeah, yeah, that would be the first thing I would grab as my pet, you
That's
know.
That's what I'm telling you, and all these people get up and just run, and they're leaving their damn dogs to drown or just blow around the whatever, or hide up on the roof or as high as they can go, whatever. You leave your pet behind like that. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And then they go, and rescue all these dogs, and I'm like, really? These people are, there's people still leaving their pets behind?
What
the hell is wrong with them?
I know, exactly.
I'm grabbing my dog saying, run!
Yeah, me too. But me too. Like I said, that'd be the first thing I'd grab, so for sure.
I wouldn't be grabbing my TV or whatever because you're going to have a chance of saving that sucker.
Yeah, exactly.
In the water, really? You can replace a TV.
Yeah, exactly. It's not something that you're attached to, and you could live without it too. So, yeah. So,
I don't know if you can live without a TV, really.
Well, you could. I mean, I know people that say that they haven't had it, and it's been like a great, like, positive thing in their life. You know, I like to watch TV, and I can't sometimes imagine.
People don't have TV. I'm surprised that some people, is like, when they say they don't have a cell phone, I'm like, really?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? Because I try to, I'll text an old couple back, you know, and I'm like, well, how come it keeps coming back saying they can't, text cannot be sent? And I'm like, well, this is stupid, you know, and find out it's a landline. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know people had those anymore.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Yeah, I think landlines have become obsolete unless they're a business or something, you know, but even most businesses use internet phones now, you know, so.
Oh, I know, you know, you know, and the thing is, you know, I mean, and I forgot to tell you the other bad thing. Remember the guy that's here, right? I told you about the dog that attacked another dog.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you were able to see that little one yet. I know the owner said no more.
She won't
but
let me see him. She
even
won't let
still?
Me see him.
Nope. I thought maybe after she cools down a little bit, she'd change her mind, you know?
Well, here's the thing. She knows it was him. And she knows it wasn't my fault, and yet and I told him, okay, you know, I got rid of him, you know. Well, you didn't have to do that. And yet you're angry at me.
Yeah.
You're holding all that against me. How does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know? And I says, and I wasn't even at fault. And then she goes, yeah, mistakes happen. So, but for him, mistakes happen, but you're still angry at me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. She's making you pay for it because he's not paying for it if he's not the one that gets to watch.
Oh, she doesn't want him to pay for his mistake.
I know.
Why am I supposed to pay for it then? You know, what the hell is wrong with people? And I even asked her, and even the seniors have asked about her, and I said, she won't tell me nothing about her anymore.
Really?
She's just tricking me from, she doesn't even communicate with me anymore.
Wow.
And I think because the boyfriend has something to do with that though.
Maybe.
Her boyfriend is an ass. And he even called the owner's dog up, the other owner's dog up, and said, you should put your dog down.
Really?
And I'm like, you know, that's a bunch of crap. You don't do that. He's had a dog before, and yet he's, you know, I don't get it. You had a, you know, some owners, Yeah, they wouldn't care about putting their damn dogs down if something happened or whatever. But, you know, that to me, that means that you don't really care about your dog that much then.
Yeah, I agree. For
and I
sure.
thought to myself, his. I said, you mean to tell me his boy, her boyfriend did? I was like, oh, no, he didn't. And because he, the client told me that. And I'm like, that's just a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
You know, I said, granted, it's the owner's fault or the, you know, but I said, it wasn't the owner's fault. It was Philip's fault.
Yeah.
Phil? You know?
Yeah.
But why is she letting him off the hook and yet she won't talk to me?
Mm. Yeah.
Even
well,
the
you
officer
know what?
Who talked to him, even the officer even told me. He says, well, yeah, I said, I can't talk to you if you're not the one that was there that happened.
Yeah.
And I said, you're right. I said, I wasn't there. I said, you need to talk to the other person. And he goes, you're right, I do.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and he puts it on him, you know, but you know, why can't she? And it's like, you know, and I said, I keep saying one day maybe you'll stop being angry at me, never hear from her again. And I said, and I asked, well, can I come visit her sometime? She never answers, nothing. So
wow.
I know her boyfriend has something to do with it, though.
For
I'm
sure.
pretty sure of it. Because
yeah,
100%. He wasn't asked to begin with what just happened, you know. And, you know, it's like, I know he cares about her, but, you know, she can make her own decisions, too, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be in charge of her, you know, trying to convince her to do, you know, to do otherwise just because.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's never coming out again because it's like, you know, I thought, you know, she did start talking to me for a while, you know, after it happened.
Well,
then
that's
all of a sudden she
just
stopped. But no, she stopped after that.
Then the boyfriend got involved, probably.
I think that he probably just said, you know, stop texting her, stop being kind to her, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Well, because I was, remember I said I wasn't getting my mail.
Yeah.
So I had, and she told me I could use her address, to, you know, for the packages. Well, guess what?
Oh.
Never seen that one of them.
Really.
So that means
wow.
her boyfriend's involved. That means her boyfriend's involved.
Exactly. Or he's just saying, send it back to sender. You know, we don't want her.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
what I'm
man.
Saying.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
She would have probably told me that I would have had packages come again. And she would have told me not to use this address again. And she
yeah.
hasn't done that either.
Exactly.
It's her boyfriend.
It's
got to be somebody. Yeah. It's got to be because it's like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're keeping them or sending them back even. That's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows if they're taking them. So there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of people that do that these days, you know. So,
and I'm like, whatever, you know. So she has not responded to anything anymore that I've said, that I've asked about or did or anything. And I said,
yeah.
We even the seniors gave her a little gift bag, you know, with toys and a card, you know, saying, feel fast, we miss you and all that. She never even thanked anybody. She never did nothing.
Really?
And unless her boyfriend got rid of the bag because
yeah.
she said, I'm not home yet. And we left it at her door.
Okay.
And if her boyfriend was there or something when she wasn't,
yeah.
he might have picked it up and tossed it out, whatever, you know, kind of thing. You
yeah,
know?
Probably.
Or did whatever he did and gave it to someone else or whatever. And so she's not even admitted that, you know, the bag, that she got the gifts or anything.
Yeah. He sounds like he's a bad seed, I think.
And so, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, so I don't know how, you know, I don't know what made her, him attracted, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how she got attracted to him, but I don't know, you know, that I don't know, you know, but
yeah.
it's like, I mean, I didn't know him very well. I met him once maybe when he was helping her bring a bag of dog food over here, you know, for, you know.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
But then, he didn't seem very friendly then either to me, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't just judge on, you know, first thing, you know what I mean, first impression. Because not all the time are, you know, you can't always go by first impression, you know, because people say, oh no, I don't know how to ask, let me do this, you know, I should do that. I want to impress her, so let me do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so you're not really being yourself, you know? Or, you
right.
know, you shy away when it's not really you either, you know, or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Or people lie sometimes to impress people, you know? I mean,
yeah.
everything happens, you know? And so I don't know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where she found them because I thought, oh, God, you know?
Yeah.
Met.
Exactly. So,
you know, the hair, unless she found them at the hair place where she cuts hair. That's the only thing I can think of.
Could be, you know? For sure. So, okay, well, I think I got to run, but I just, I'm so glad that we talked, Lori. I'll call you again on Monday, or, you know, you can call me when you're en route to the bank, and then we'll just take care of it then. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, okay? I hope everything goes well with that case, too. I know it will, because you have plenty of proof, so you'll do good. So, yeah, they're going to have to explain.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it that happened like that. That's just wrong.
I can't believe it, but I'm glad to talk to you because it does sound like you're in better spirits now. I know that you're always going to miss him, but it's so hard when something like that first happens, you know. It's just like you're in shock for a few days, you know, and that's why.
Oh,
I was,
mine lasted more than a few days. Holy cow.
Yeah,
like I said, it was over a week. And I'm like, this one really bothers me because I said, my dog died waiting to be treated. There's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference.
He wasn't on his way. He wasn't always, you know, he had a chance to survive. And it's not like he was, you know, I had to put him down or anything, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Basically murder to me, and I told him that. But, oh, no. And then she explains, we're here to teach them and go and tell them and go over things again. Really? Why is she in fucking bed if you got to do that?
Exactly. Yep. So... But okay, well, I better run. I'll talk to you more on Monday. And in the meantime, Lori, have a great rest of your week, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Okay, bye.
Bye.